Dog. You should watch Eyewitness News at 11 on Channel 9. It's news for the 90s.
Really?
Yes, if you'd watch Eyewitness News with Gordon and Maureen, you'd know what's going on in Washington, the country, the world.
If I watch Eyewitness News on Channel 9 at 11, can I come to your party?
You gonna wear that pig snout mask again?
I thought it would liven things up. I don't have to now.
See you at 8.
Eyewitness News at 11 on Channel 9 makes the whole world interesting, especially you.
Hi, everybody. Big Don O'Brien at the Nutrisystem World Series of Weight Loss. We'll begin right after this message. Now lose all the weight you can at Nutrisystem and pay just $199. That's it for Nutrisystem program services at participating centers. Count down to thin. Call 1-800-321-THIN. That's 1-800-321-THIN. Nutrisystem. We succeed where diets fail you. All right, we're back. The big man about to make his approach, Bobo Brzezinski. We remember just mere months ago, walked up to the plate at 320 pounds, ate everything in sight. He's about to step up now, an unusual stance. Stands with his feet together, straight up like a Marine. Okay, here we go. There's the scale turning. 190, oh, too high, 175, too low, 188, 183. It's 185, his ideal weight. Unbelievable, it's a Cinderella story.
On Saturday, May 12th at 7:30 p.m., the 1990 U.S. World Cup soccer team will play at RFK Stadium. Don't miss the action when Hart, Ramos, Murray, Mayola, and the rest of the U.S. World Cup soccer team perform aerials, fast breaks, thundering tackles, jump shots, air attacks, goals, and more goals. Witness the sport of your generation. Finesse and high-paced acrobatic action that combines skills from all American sports. It's U.S. Soccer World Cup style. So come on out and rock and roll with the world's best soccer player. On Saturday, May 12th at 7:30 p.m., RFK Stadium hosts World Cup soccer action as the United States takes on Ajax, a top-ranked European club team from Amsterdam, Holland. Come see the United States show Ajax U.S.-style soccer. For advanced tickets, call 202-432-0200. Remember, May 12th, RFK Stadium, 7:30 p.m. Don't miss it. Call now for tickets, 202-432-0200.
I never thought I'd live to see the day.
I'm eating omelets in places I never dreamed of.
People everywhere are reacting to the news. McDonald's has liberated the omelet. It's the new Western Omelet McMuffin Sandwich. For a limited time, the omelet is liberated from the confines of the breakfast table because now it's made to go where you go.
I just ate one right here in the street in front of McDonald's and everybody.
The new Western Omelet McMuffin, a delicious fresh egg omelet filled with diced ham, chopped onions, fresh green peppers, and a slice of cheese, all folded inside a golden toasted English muffin.
Now I can paddleball and eat an omelet on my way to the office. I love this country.
The new Western Omelet McMuffin. It's only at participating McDonald's for a limited time. So don't miss this delicious taste of liberation.
It's 7:40 at WAVA. Sunny, warm, kind of bodacious. High 85 today. 63 outdoors right now. Good day to get a free car wash.
Oh, it's absolutely the perfect day to come down here and do that.
And we'll be outside doing that again in just a second. Also, the Arsenio Hall thing coming up. Watch Arsenio Hall weeknights on DC 20. Listen to Don and Mike mornings on WAVA. You could be on your way to LA with Don and Mike on American Airlines. 41 departures to L.A. from D.C. Daily, Arsenio's Hall of Fame from D.C. 20, WDCA, and 105 WAVA.
We are going to be in the dog pound.
Now, I know that I talked for a couple minutes about Bob Saget yesterday.
Yes, you did.
Here's news about the show. Mm-hmm. Nothing really to do with Bob Saget.
Well, but it'll give you another opportunity. Well, no, I mean another brief opportunity.
America's Funniest Home Videos may be funny, but its laughs are too cruel. Say USA Today readers.
Mm-hmm.
As part of a story that they ran on the surprise top-rated show, they asked whether there was too much wallop in this hit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 67% of the 500 people who actually took the time to vote said it's too violent. The producer of the show said that the relatively low response reflects a lack of concern about how cruel the show is. The biggest response, he says, is that people say that the kids, the wife, the husband, they all get together for the first time and watch a show together as a family. Again, now the producer talking, people enjoy watching people fall on banana peels.
Right.
And they've now changed their slogan to keep those cameras safely rolling.
Yeah, right.
Now, when this, the guy, incidentally, that produces America's Funniest Home Videos also used to produce Entertainment Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
When he was running that show,
right,
they ran a phone survey, asking whether TV was too violent, and 1,000 people responded.
Mm-hmm.
However, when they ran a phone survey asking whether Laverne and Shirley should get back together, 250,000 people responded.
Sort of tells you something about the state of this country, doesn't it? And, you know, I was thinking about that show, and I don't think it's too cruel. I think it's misdirected cruelty. And I think for your purposes, the cruelty should be directed at the host of the program.
Bob Saget.
Like, for example, two of those giant cartoon-like sledgehammers ought to just come together and just knock him off his little bar stool there. That, I think that would be perfect.
And I did see him on Oprah yesterday. Oh, which just made me
You're
sick.
A masochist.
Like, the guy's taking all the credit. And here he is, the host of the number one show, Bob Saget. Well, thank you, Oprah.
I can see you sitting on the couch with this disgusted look on your face watching that guy because you're punishing yourself watching this guy.
It just makes me sick. Thank God we got the Fuller Brush Man on the phone for the 60-second interview. It's 743 at WAVA. Hello, David.
Yes, hi. How you doing?
How do you pronounce your last name, Dave?
Dave Schenerman. S-C-H-E-N-E-R-M-A-N. Schenerman.
Write it down. Don't forget it. That's S-C-H-E-N-E-R-M-A-N.
And you are the last Fuller Brush Man?
Well, that's one of the last. There are a few of us left.
And where do you live now, my friend? You live in Maryland, right?
Yeah, I live in Pikesville, Maryland.
And do you go door-to-door trying to sell brushes?
That's correct.
Has the Fuller Brush Company basically modernized their assortment of items over the years?
Well, the products keep, trying to keep up to date with them, but they're a rather conservative company.
How do you update a brush?
What's that?
How do you update a brush? Same
way. Well, they try and modernize them a little bit using different materials, but basically the same brushes they made years ago, they're making now.
Do you find that, being as there's not too many door-to-door salesmen anymore, that people are not really open to the idea of somebody coming to try to sell them something right at their door?
Well, a majority of people are pretty, great. I guess you do find a small percentage that are not receptive, but most people still, the name Fuller Brush carries a lot of weight.
Oh, now listen to this. I'm reading this article that I guess was in a newspaper about you.
Yes.
This morning, as he looks for a place to park and start his rounds in Stevenson, an upper middle class development of about 1,000 lawns northwest of Baltimore, he drives his white Chevy Nova with one hand, the left held up to keep the blood from flowing towards it, wears oozing gauze around the ring finger, nearly lopped off 2 weeks ago in a camping accident.
Oh, my God.
For the pain, though, Dave takes nothing. He needs a clear head to drive and to sell. Do you find going to the door with an oozing sore hurts your sales pitch?
Well, actually, I don't think so. The thing is, I've been in that area basically a long time, and most of the people do know me, so I don't think it helps or hinders.
It sounds to me like you're a dedicated employee, David.
Well, I like to think I am.
And you have any idea how many miles you walk? Do you get to a neighborhood and just park your car and start walking around?
Basically, that's it, yeah.
Even with that oozing wound that you had?
Well, yeah, it's pretty bad, yeah. But
has it healed yet, David?
No, unfortunately.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, doesn't that kind of, you go like, hi, I'm Dave, here's a Fuller Brush, and then you reach out to show them the Fuller Brush.
Well, you try and use the other hand while it's healing.
David, you think maybe a day off and just keep off the streets for one day and maybe go get a little medical attention?
Well, that's what I'm about to do right now. I'm looking for the hospital to check in.
Oh, that would be our advice. And how many brushes do you sell in a year?
I really have no concept at all. Quite a few.
Quite a few.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
Well, take care of that hand, sir.
Okay.
Okay, that would be our advice to you. Sell more brushes without an oozing sore.
Okay, thanks an awful lot.
All right, thanks for your time.
And have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Fuller Brush. Excuse me, ma'am. I'm holding my hand up to keep the blood from flowing out of it.
Say, is that an oozing sore covered by gauze?
Here, would you like to buy a hairbrush?
Oh, man. It's 14 minutes until 8 at WAVA. And, hold on. We got to go to Dave Schreiber with the news, and then we'll go outside for the car wash. Now, here is Avery.
Sliming on the streets of San Francisco. Good morning, Washington. It's 7:47. I'm Dave Schreiber, WAVA News, brought to you by Guterman & Sheffy, Diamond Merchants and Fine Jewelers, McLean and Rockville. There's a new menace for motorists on the streets of San Francisco. Cops report gangs of thugs have been sliming an intersection with oil
and then mugging drivers who spin out. The city street sanders have been kept busy at one location where cops say the greasers apparently prey on people driving in to buy drugs. Tack on some more bucks to your property tax bill if you live in Alexandria. The city council has okayed a new budget that will mean an increase of about 6% in the average homeowner's bill. If you live in Montgomery County, you might be saying, ouch. Montgomery County Council considering several tax proposals, including ones that would increase surcharges on energy and telephone lines by 165% and double the tax on non-reusable beverage containers. Howard University says the university will trim its staff in a bid to curb expenses and streamline academic programs. Smithsonian Board of Regents will ask Congress for money, $9 million, to build an air and space museum annex at Dulles Airport. Liz Taylor said to be doing much better, expected to be released from the hospital soon. Her spokeswoman says Taylor could be leaving the hospital in Santa Monica, California, in the next few days or so. WAVA News Time, 7:48.
Doctor, I know you're on cloud nine, but you got patients waiting here on Earth.
Don't be blinded by love when you show your dedication. Come to Guterman and Jesse, get your diamond education.
Oh, hi, Joan. Isn't it a beautiful day?
There's nothing funnier looking than a cardiologist in love.
Is it so?
Yeah, your stethoscope's on backwards.
What?
You are going to get the diamond ring at Guterman and Sheffy, aren't you?
Guterman and Sheffy?
They're heart specialists, too. Oh. Buying a diamond without the Guterman and Sheffy education is like doing a diagnosis without an EKG.
Look, Joan, 3/4 carat, VS Clarity, E color.
In your heart, you know they're right.
Guterman and Sheffy, find jewelers in Rockville and McLean.
Don't be blinded by love. If you're headed southbound on I-270 this morning, it's slow from Route 118 to Clapper Road, slow again at Shady Grove Road. Then in the local CD lanes, you'll find delays from Falls Road to south of Montrose. Headed for the American Legion Bridge on the outer loop. Slow from the 270 Spurs, you make your way around to River Road, then the pace will pick up. Inner loop, delays from between the toll road and 193. Over at the Wilson Bridge on the inner loop, a disabled vehicle now cleared out of traffic. But don't be surprised to find it slow from St. Barnabas Road all the way to the bridge span. In Northern Virginia, an accident reported on Route 50 at Stringfellow Road. And inbound on the John Hanson Highway, a little heavier than normal this morning. Slow from before 301, getting past Route 197, slow again at the Beltway, and then from after Route 202 to Kenilworth Avenue. This traffic update brought to you by Mervis Diamond Importers. Mervis Diamond Importers, where nobody pays retail prices anymore. Why should you? I'm Janet from Another Planet, WAVA Traffic.
Here's your fun-loving Washington weather. Sunny and warmer today, high 85. Tonight, fair, low 58. Partly sunny, continued warm tomorrow, high 85. At BWI, it's 54. At Dulles, 55. And in Georgetown, it's 63
fun-loving degrees.
At 7:50, that's the news brought to you by Guterman and Sheffy, diamond merchants and fine jewelers, McLean and Rockville. I'm Dave Schreiber on W.
Broke cha cha cha. Everybody clap, broke cha cha cha. Living in the gutter, cha cha cha. Early grave, cha cha cha. All right, now everybody, shoot me.
AVA.
It's quite large, you know. He would appear to be quite large, too.
WAVA.
Well, thank you. 10 till 8. And I have only 3 words to say to you right now, all right? Highway. Love connection. I think that's a marvelous idea. Let's try it again.
How can we be lovers if we can't be friends? How can we start over when we're trying to never love again? How can we make love if we can't make a mess? How can we be lovers if we can't be happy friends? Look at us now. Look at us, baby. Still trying to work it out. Never get.
105 WAVA, the gravelly voice Michael Bolton.
Hi, this is Michael Bolton.
Hi. It's a 6 before 8. Good morning, my friends. I'm Donald P. Geronimo.
And a really pleasant good morning, hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we're not fat.
We're white.
We are Catholic.
And we are sick about it.
Hi. Hi, good morning. Hotline.
I'm the station insider.
You what?
He's the station insider.
No, you're not.
Hi, sweet guy.
Hi, Dad.
How are you doing today?
Fine.
Yeah, they wrote some things about Daddy and Uncle Mike in the paper today. It weren't very nice. We say poo to them.
Poo-poo.
We say poo-poo. You say poo-poo.
Oh.
Poo-poo.
So, how are you?
Fine.
Well, of course, everything's fine with you. You know what? The other day, I got Bart all worried when this whole thing started 3 weeks ago.
Right.
I had come home one day and he had asked me what was wrong, and I said, told him, well, try to explain the radio thing. And now every day when I come home from work, he asks me if I got fired.
Oh no, your daddy's not going to get fired.
Okay, Bart.
Okay.
So don't you worry about it, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, don't worry.
Is it sunny?
What?
Oh, here. Oh, we're already in the weather. Sunny, okay.
He's got his job.
Warm.
Sunny and warm.
58.
Oh, that's the low tonight, 58.
No. 85.
That's the high today.
And with the low 58.
Yeah.
Now... I'm gonna be sunny again with the high 83. Now it's 63. But now it's green. This is Bart the Weatherman on WAVA.
All right,
good job, big guy.
Way to go, Bart.
I love you.
I love you too.
Okay, I'll see you when I get home.
I love you. Okay.
Can you tell everybody what happened to Daddy when we were playing soccer yesterday?
He was running on, what's that thing?
A driveway? Oh, driveway cement.
He's running on driveway cement, and he hit his knee, and it was bleeding.
It's a pretty nasty-looking knee today, too.
Yeah, I won't be going door-to-door selling Fuller brushes today.
You won't play in pain like that guy with a ring finger.
No, I won't.
All right, well, I love you. We play some soccer today, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'll see you when I get home.
Did that Band-Aid help?
Oh, yeah, that Band-Aid really helped. Thanks, big guy. Dad doesn't know what I'd do without you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I love you. Bye. Can I talk to Mommy?
Okay. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Did you need me?
Yeah, I just...
What?
I don't know. I just don't know. I just need to take a cold shower, I guess. I just need to take a dip in the pool.
You know, we've got a...
I just need an enema.
We've got a high-powered hose out there.
Oh, that's right, we do. Maybe that'll cool me.
I think that's a good suggestion.
Well, we don't have a pool, but you can play in the water wiggle this afternoon.
You know, I don't know why I let what some idiot writes in the newspaper get to me so much. You know, I wish I could be a bigger person and
you're
not do that.
You're a sensitive guy.
We certainly do talk about other people enough on our show.
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you got to be able to take it a little bit, but
well, we're taking it. We're just not taking it well.
Oh.
It's just really being piled on right now, that's all. I just don't have a good attitude today. That's all.
And it's silly because you had a fine attitude yesterday. You don't respect this guy's opinion anyway, and you let it bother you. I mean, why does it change your confidence in what you do from one day to the next when it's somebody you don't even respect? And like I was telling you, if a station insider said something mean about you, well, let's be honest. You know that you're not voted Mr. and Mr. Congeniality at the station by 100%.
Oh, you mean everybody here doesn't love me?
Well, they do. Sure they do. They throw rose petals at your feet.
I hate to break this to you, but there might be one. I mean, it's just pure jealousy, of course, because, you know, you're the kindest, nicest guys on the face of the earth 100% of the time.
Yeah, pure jealousy.
Yeah, right.
Well, anyway, I mean, you ever have one of those days? This is just one of those days. It's very tough to fake it when you're just feeling like somebody's just... kicked you up. You know where.
I know. And I was telling you, and yesterday you were a little PMS-y too, and I don't care what they say about females. You, males are the...
I'm having my period. I am having my period.
Right. Yeah,
we both have.
I
think we both had a little PMS yesterday.
Grief. I had to slap you around yesterday.
Yeah. All right. Well, I wish I could come home.
Get on with it and cheer up. Be a big boy.
Yeah, I can't
help it. Put those hormones away.
I can't help it. I'm a baby. I can't help it.
I know it. it.
I can't help it.
Yeah.
I want everybody to like me, even though I'm a jerk.
Yeah, that's a tough combination.
Well, never mind.
Right.
Never mind. I could go on with this forever, but this is something for my psychologist to talk about.
You know, it's a minute until late.
And normally when you're in a mood like this, I always think of myself as John Belushi in Animal House. Remember when he comes out to the kid when they're going to take his car and he breaks the beer bottle over his head and he kind of goes, hey, 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 like that. And the problem is I'm not doing that today, and I apologize for that. I just can't myself. Can't do it. Sorry.
You know, it's stupid, and I apologize to everybody who's listening. Cause
yeah,
no,
we're sounding like whiny guys, and we should just knock it off. Life is good. It's another day. The sun shines, and life goes on. Just because of one little article in the paper, big deal. Big deal.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, we don't get that kind of press when we do good, though.
No,
you know what
don't.
I mean?
No,
you know what
don't.
I mean? It's easy to write in the paper, we lost 14,000 listeners. Well, you know how many we had? 350,000.
Right.
I mean, sometimes you're going to have a bad ratings period.
Well, I think that's the nature of this broadcast. We're not always going to have people that are going to be in our corner as far as those print people are concerned. I mean, it's just the way it works.
And plus, it's just, you know, who can you trust? That's all. And not the station insider. Now, I'm not feeling well. I think maybe I just go home. I'm just
don't leave me here today,
Pat. Well, I was hoping that you would also not feel well.
I would. I'd be right behind you if you want to. You want to take a 2-hour hiatus? I think we can get our act together.
You know, I just do not. And we were supposed to have a big meeting with Matt today, and it's going to be Argument City. You know, everything was fine here for a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, just have a little faith in us, folks.
Yeah.
Have a little faith in us.
Well, I think most of the folks that listen to this program do. I think it's...
Insider does.
Station Insider does.
That's right.
A few others don't, if I can be perfectly honest with
well,
you.
Well, anyway.
That's it.
Just depressed, that's all. Don't know why. Just depressed. Here's a commercial.
Yeah, we'll take a little break here. We're going to step out, as they like to say. Step out. As Ron Weber says when he's doing the Cavs games on radio, we're going to step out for a
minute.
You know,
this just really stinks. You know, and I should not... You know, I am dumber than dumb just to let this bother me.
Mm-hmm.
But it does. I can't help it. It does.
Bothers everybody connected with the show.
Hello, are you calling for the Highway Love Connection, I hope?
No, I'm just calling to tell you that these papers are geared towards sixth grade reading, but we kind of think that sixth graders write the columns, too.
Yeah, I know, but it's not that. It's a lot of things. It's a lot of things. That's the catalyst.
You know, it's just you work somewhere for 5 years, and you do a halfway decent job for 5 years. It's just you have one stumble. And things are changing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
attitudes.
You know.
One of my favorite shows, incidentally.
And I love those gals.
And I don't want it to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. You see, the thing is, I don't want to leave this station. I don't want to leave this town.
Nobody wants you to leave it, guys. We love you.
Well, no, and we don't want to. We don't want to. And they don't want to fire
Washington.
Us.
I love this city. It's the greatest city in the world.
No, they don't want to fire us. And we don't dislike Matt, and we don't dislike Alan.
Well... I think,
but we're not going to turn this into another big 4-hour.
No, I don't want to
tell people how great we are. Because look at now, all these people are on hold, and
it's been a while since you and I have sort of both felt this way at the same time during this broadcast. It's been a long time.
And that's something really that the powers that be here are just going to have to understand that it's not. You just can't get on and fake it when you don't.
Well, there are other guys that can do that, but we, over the 4 years we developed this show, we don't do that, and it's impossible to do that.
That's all. Oh, here's the hotline. Hello.
Would one of those car wash hoses reach into the studio? Could somebody?
Yeah, we should be hosed down. Is that what you're saying?
Please come in and just hose you guys off.
Yeah, we should knock this off.
All right. All right. Well, I just think maybe we should just say we're sick and go home and come back tomorrow.
No, just really see if it'll reach. Really, and just hose you off. Stand away from the equipment so there's no electrical shorts.
All right.
Bye.
You're really great.
Oh, we don't need that. All right, thanks. We don't need that.
We don't.
She's right. Screw it. We're not having a meeting with Matt. We're not having a meeting with anybody else around here anymore. And I think that's just the way to deal with it. You know, and to be honest with you, we haven't really been 100% honest about everything. We still temper some of our comments that we make on the radio.
Well, sure we do. And, that's the way it goes. And I think tomorrow's another day.
Right.
I really do.
Let's just finish the show today, though. I mean, now you've got it in your head to leave. Now,
it's my fault.
I put that bug in your head.
No, I just assume go out and hose people down. Why not? Let's go out and hose people down, Don. Want to do that?
Well, right now, I think it's time for a word from the fine folks at Channel 20.
We're going to step out for a moment.
And we'll be right back. And really, humbly apologize. You folks don't need to hear this crap.
You know, we've got good live. Hey, we're going to Los Angeles. I mean, come on now. All right? We're on Channel 20. We got lots of stuff happening. Things are going good. You know, I just realized that. Remember that guy last week that gave us those legitimate jerseys from the Cubs and the Red Sox?
You know,
things are actually going good. I'm not going to let one article
except
do this.
You know what's tough? It's tough to look in the Washington Post.
It'd be one thing if it's, you know, the Washington Times or the Gaithersburg Gazette. It's tough to look at the Washington Post and see half a page about what a loser you are.
But, you know, to be honest with you, as far as priorities go, you know what motivates you more than that? You got your wife. You got your son.
I know. And you want to know the truth.
And that's
the where best I feel
thing.
Like going now.
That's the best thing in the world that
just
you got
feel like
right
going
now.
There. That's all.
And just remember, I mean, when things get tough, remember that. That's the old priority system.
Yeah, mainly, I apologize to you folks.
Family, that's the important thing.
Apologize to you folks for, you know, carrying on like this. So what we're going to do is break for spots at 8:04. I guess that means we have no Highway Love Connection callers, huh?
No, I think we've maybe driven them away, to speak.
Get the pun? So we'll be right back, and we'll fix ourselves.
We're going to stick our heads in a big bucket of cold water.
And apologize. We'll be right back.
Screw them all. Screw them all.
Life goes on, Chels. It's 8:05.
I feel great now. Well, I say I feel something like dirt. We'll be right back.
Hi, Lisa. Want to go out to dinner at 7?
Yes, that's when Night Court and Tears are on WDCA. How about dinner at 8?
That's when DC 20 plays great movies like No Way Out, Summer School, and Death Wish 4, or great sports like Orioles baseball.
And then at 10, I can't miss classic episodes of Star Trek.
At 11 p.m., it's too late for dinner, but not too late for...
the hottest program on TV.
The Arsenio Hall Show.
See you at 11, then.
For Arsenio Hall.
Hi, this is Arsenio Hall. Is your head spinning like a wheel? Do you have an uncontrollable urge to buy a vowel? And do you hate going anywhere without lovely parting gifts? If so, you may have a case of Vanna-itis. And I have the cure. The one and only Vanna White tonight. Plus the music of Ladysmith Black Mambazo on the next Arsenio Hall Show. Watch tonight, and you'll feel better in the morning. I promise.
Tonight at 11 on DC 20, WDCA-TV.
Hey, you, driver. I have three words to say to you. Do it now.
Huh?
Do it here.
What? This is too weird. I'm changing radio stations.
Don't touch that dial. How long has it been since you changed your car's oil?
Well, let's see.
3,000 miles, 5,000, 8,000
okay,
miles?
Well, yeah.
Look here. See that Jiffy Lube sign? The red J?
Yes.
Do it now.
I guess I have put it on.
Do it here.
Okay. I'm driving into Jiffy Lube right this second.
You get Jiffy Lube's famous 14-point oil change with quality Pennzoil for world-class protection along with a quick fluid service check in just minutes.
Great. I don't have much time.
And a bonus. Right now, you get a free Pennzoil car care coupon booklet with over $80 and car care values with your 14-point service while supplies last, of course.
Just for going to Jiffy Lube?
Just for going to Jiffy Lube.
I don't deserve it. I haven't cared for my car the way I should.
So, take it up to your car. Your free Pennzoil car care booklet and continued visits to Jiffy Lube for an oil change with Pennzoil every 3,000 miles is all you need.
Oh, well, hey, thanks. By the way, who are you?
If I told you, you wouldn't believe me.
Tell me.
I'm not going to tell you.
Don't forget, Tuesday's Ladies' Day, Jiffy Lube, we do it right guarantee. Most centers independently owned and operated.
Here at Bennigan's Happy Hour, you'll never ever see people who are tense, uptight, and relaxed, anxious, downcast, dejected, or otherwise blue.
At Happy Hour, you can feel the power.
You will find great people to relax, kick back, decompress, chill out, unwind, and cool down with. And you'll find Bennigan's special Happy Hour drink prices, too.
It's a definite rule. The crowd is cool.
Your Bennigan's Blues Busters are serving up all your favorite drinks at special happy hour prices. Great Bennigan's Munchies, too.
The Bennigan's crew is waiting for you.
Happy hour at Bennigan's with drink specials weekdays 2 to 7. Sorry, no grumps with blankets or sticks in the mud. Some people only, please. Bennigan's, your escape from every day. Happy hour offer not valid in the state of Virginia.
Washington. 7-11 dramatic reenactment. Thursday, 2:05 p.m. And Mr. Dermot Egan is hungry and pulls into the drive-thru window of Larry's Burger A Go-Go.
Hi.
Is this for here or to go-go?
But on that day, Dermot got much more than he bargained for.
I'd like a cheeseburger.
One fish sandwich.
A large shake.
A small diet soda.
And a small fry.
You mean one teeny-weeny fry.
Dermot knew that he had more than one teeny-weeny problem, so he sped to his favorite 7-Eleven. The only place he could pick up a Big Bite hot dog.
Excuse me, sir.
Exactly what he wanted.
What are you doing in my car?
No mistakes about it.
You forgot your teeny-weeny fry. Well, this is a mistake.
Oh, I dropped it.
Where?
The Big Bite, a freshly grilled Oscar Mayer beef hot dog with free chili, cheese, and all the fresh fixes you want. That is dramatic. Stay tuned for our next reenactment. You might hear Dermot say,
"Hey, watch your hands."
Okay. Brought to you by 7-Eleven, sign of the time.
Why go anywhere else when for a limited time, Big Bite hot dogs made by Oscar Mayer are just two for $1.29. A great deal on Big Bites only at participating 7-Elevens, where great deals are a sign of the time.
Well, I feel better now. And
I was thinking about what we should do to just sort of spin ourselves out of this. I mean, we're slowly coming out of it right now, but I was thinking of the way... Matchmaker. No, show tunes aren't going to work today.
No, and we will not continue to do this because this is not productive and nobody wants to hear this.
No, it's not. Nobody wants to hear this crap. Nobody does.
Worry too much. For some reason, I worry too much what everybody thinks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just not going to worry anymore.
We can't do that all the time.
So, it's 9 minutes after 8 at WAVA,
and I seriously think that you should go out in the parking lot with the host. I know.
Really, now I'm fine. You know,
I feel
better.
Yeah, you should do this anyway, though, because I know that look you get on your face. First of all, it sounds good, and it's fun. So I think we should, at some point, we should do that. There are people out there being hosed right now.
All right, well, we'll go outside in a minute. We'll host some folks. It's 9 past 8 at WAVA.
Why not?
See, and the thing is, the bottom line is, all it means is, and I'm just such a wuss, all it means is that... things are not going to be easy for me off the air here.
Right.
If we really just say...
When we start thinking about that part of it, that's when I get depressed. That's when I get bummed out. I don't get bummed out the 4.5 hours I'm here, even when things are going crazy in here. And we had, to be honest with you folks, Don and I had a little rift yesterday and a little shouting match, which happens once every 6 months or so. But it's still, we bounce back on the air. The problem is when we have to go off the air here and deal with some problems. But that's it.
Right.
And I think we're giving a guy satisfaction right now, probably. I think there's a guy out there, a certain writer who will go nameless right now, is probably getting a little satisfaction out of this. And I think we stopped giving him the satisfaction.
Right. And we don't invite him to any more parties at your house.
That's for damn sure.
Okay.
That was my shrimp. I paid for that shrimp. That was good stuff.
All right, so we apologize, folks. But really, it's just got to be hands off. I mean, that's the only way that I'm going to get out of this thing,
mm-hmm.
is just to not worry what Matt thinks, what our national program director thinks, what Alan Goodman thinks, what Jeffrey York thinks.
Mm-hmm.
You
know. Right.
Screw you all! Thanks, I feel better now.
Well said. Well put.
Thank you.
Life goes on.
And when our ratings come back up, we are going to kick some major ass.
There you go.
I mean to tell you, we're going to remember who was nice, we're going to remember who was naughty, and who was nice.
Yeah, it's going to be worse than Santa Claus.
Yeah, that's all. So anyway, thanks. We will not stop the show with this crap again.
That's right.
Okay.
You're. This is the last time you're ever going to hear this kind of stuff.
Right. And you know what? And I mean this, and I really, really mean this. We ain't going to go to any meetings here. Mm-hmm. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they do. I'm not going to meet with them anymore. And if we don't have a job tomorrow, too bad, tough toenails.
I'm pretty reasonably sure that, you and I could probably find gainful employment.
Yeah, we could, but they're not going to fire us. We're all that they've got, and they're not going to fire us. And we like them, and we like it here. So let's just screw them all. And I feel better now.
Say it again.
Screw them all. All you people touting our demise. For God's sakes, Jeffrey York, do you know how to read a ratings book, you idiot? There.
Yeah, tell
there.
Me that Baker and Bird are kicking major butts.
That's right.
Yeah, more music, okay? We're doing an entertainment program here.
It's not the music. It's not the music. And Matt's a good guy. I don't want to get on Matt's butt. But,
well, no, I'm
not
going to
be worried about when our show ends. If our show ends at 4 minutes after 10,
we do what we do.
That's tough.
We do what we do. It worked for us before. We stopped doing it. We're starting to do it again.
Right.
That's it. All right?
That's it.
Screw you all!
I don't need this crap, for God's sakes.
Here, that's it.
I don't need that. I need to worry about what some moron thinks about me in the Washington Post. All right. It's 12 after 8 at WAVA.
I feel purged. I feel like we've done a little purging here. Actually, you did the purging. I was just sort of riding along. I enjoyed it, though.
You do the binging.
Yeah, I'll do the binging right now.
How about the Arsenio Hall thing?
Yeah, let's do the Arsenio Hall thing. Hey, the fact of the matter is,
we're going to L.A. We're going to Los Angeles.
Nothing's
going
to keep us from going to L.A.
That's right. And we're going to give away Arsenio Hall satin jacket right now to caller number 50, 432-WAVA, and you'll be qualified to fly American Airlines to L.A. and sit the dog pound with Don and Mike on the Arsenio Hall show. That'll be next week.
Mm-hmm. Nice satin jacket, and boy, I tell you, we'd love to have you go to Los Angeles with us.
Which of Arsenio's guests last night is known as America's oldest teenager?
All right.
So, boy, that's
a tough one.
And while we're getting to caller 50, in a continuing series, it's time for Buxom or Dead.
Buxom or Dead.
Ingrid Bergman.
Dead.
Rebecca Schaefer. Buxom?
Dead.
Oh, no.
Beverly D'Angelo.
Buxom.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Buxom.
Ann Ramsey.
Dead.
Charlene Tilton.
Big and buxom. Small and buxom.
Margaret Hamilton. She, of course, the Wicked Witch of the West.
Dead?
Yes.
Pretty safe bet with that movie.
Bette Midler.
Buxom.
Lonnie Anderson.
Bosomy Buxom.
And finally, Kate Smith.
Buxom and dead. Sorry.
And you know what?
God bless America.
When Robin Weir was here last week,
right,
on that list of celebrity phone numbers, remember I said, hey, Kate Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody reminded me that Kate Smith has passed away.
A while ago. Kate Smith has not been with us for a few years.
We still have the phone number, though. Let's call and see who's living at Kate Smith's house.
You know, maybe there's somebody, who knows, maybe there's some tragic Kate Smith impersonator out there that's using Kate's name for bank account or credit cards or cars. It's terrible. It's a conspiracy.
Screw them all!
I love it when you say that. That feels good.
Yeah, that's how I really feel. You know, screw them.
Hey.
Just screw them.
Yeah, we're by it.
It's a radio show, for God's sake.
We're moving on. We're moving on.
I get worried about this.
Moving on.
Besides, I know I'm right. Hello?
Hello?
Is this the number that used to belong to Kate Smith?
No, say not.
Do you ever get any other calls for Kate Smith?
Never have.
Well, hi, this is Don and Mike from WAVA Radio in Washington, D.C., and Robin Weir, the famous hairdresser, was in our show last week, and we stole his list of celebrity phone numbers, and I guess when Kate Smith was still with us, she got her God Bless America hair done by Robin Weir, and this was her phone number.
I guess so.
Yeah, well, we just thought we'd call because we thought somebody might be using Kate's credit cards. It wouldn't be you, sir, would it?
No, it sure wouldn't.
Okay, well, God bless America.
God bless.
Jeez, you used to sing that, you know.
That's what I hear.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye now.
It's him. He's using the credit cards.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, WAVA, home of the hits. Who's this?
What number am I?
Oh, it's a kid. It's a kid.
It's a kid. Well, you're number 50, kid.
I'm not a kid. I'm 21.
21.
She's 21.
You've got a kid-like voice. You have a youthful exuberance.
Oh, my God.
What is your name?
Leslie.
What's your name?
Leslie Levin.
Leslie, you can win an Arsenio Hall jacket from DC-20 and qualify to fly to American Airlines to L.A. to be on the show with us next week if you can tell me which of Arsenio's guests last night is known as America's oldest teenager. Leslie?
Oh, God, I didn't watch.
Well, Leslie, that's the whole idea. That's why we say it. It's important to listen to your radio.
That'd be kind of an easy... You wouldn't have any idea who it would be, though, huh?
Just think for a minute, Leslie.
No, it's too late. My bloody stump has already moved to the next line. Hello?
Yeah.
Did you watch the show?
Yes, I did.
Who was on the show who's known as America's oldest teenager?
It's got to be Dick Clark.
Yeah, that's
Dick
right.
Clark.
One of my favorite Dicks.
Stan.
Dick Clark, that's right.
All right.
And who is this?
This is Kevin Bench.
Kevin, where are you calling from, my friend?
I'm calling tomorrow.
Well, you have won the Satin Arsenio Hall jacket, and you've qualified for the next in a series of trips we're giving away to Los Angeles. We will have the drawing Friday.
Cool.
You must be thrilled and be set to go because our plane leaves Friday night.
That's right. Sophie, pick your name on Friday. Bingo. Get to the airport right away.
Unbelievable. Hey, what's your favorite radio station, my friend?
WAVA.
How do you spell that?
WAVA.
And do you accept our apologies for
whining?
It
was definite whining.
Yeah,
it was both of us whining.
You guys don't need to do that, though.
Yeah, I know.
You don't need to apologize. You guys are the greatest.
Well, that's nice.
Well,
it's nice
you know,
to
do.
Say that.
Yeah, we do need to apologize because that's not really what people listen to the show for. And we shouldn't let what anybody thinks bother what goes on in here. So.
I think you should scream a little bit, though.
There you go.
That's entertaining, isn't it, sir?
That's it.
I think so, too.
All right. Well, thanks. Hold on a second.
Okay.
And before we go to news here, I do want to call the number. It says that is not Dennis Quaid's number, but used to be his number.
Let's see. Who knows? Maybe somebody also doing what that guy that we just talked to did with Kate Smith.
Have
impersonating
that,
Dennis Quaid.
Have you seen that Bonnie Raitt video that Dennis Quaid is in?
Yeah, I think
Dennis. He's still acting like Jerry Lee Lewis?
He thinks he's Jerry Lee Lewis, and he's adopted the lifestyle, which scares us all. I mean, he's partying. I saw him down in New Orleans on Entertainment Tonight one night just going, this is a great party.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
Dennis Quaid, please.
He doesn't have the phone number anymore.
Oh, he used to, though?
Yes, he did.
Wow. Did he live there?
No, he lived about a couple blocks away.
Well, hi, this is Don and Mike, a couple of DJs from Washington, D.C., WAVA.
Uh-huh.
We're big fans of Dennis Quaid. Do you know what his number is now?
No, I wish I did.
Do you know Dennis personally?
No, I don't.
You get a lot of calls for Dennis?
I sure do.
Anybody famous ever call for him?
Arnold Schwarzenegger's manager.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Manager, his publicist called and tried to
arrange a date?
Something like that.
Where do you live?
Huh?
Where is this at, this phone number at?
It's in Hollywood.
Hollywood?
Are you famous?
No.
No, okay. All right, well, then we don't need to talk to you. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Oh, she's a sweetheart.
There you go. Outdated celebrity phone numbers.
Dennis Quaid's just out partying somewhere.
On WADA. Screw them all.
Great balls of fire.
Hey, I mean that, folks. Screw them all.
We're back.
As Alice Cooper once sang, no more Mr. Nice Guy.
There you go.
Get out of my way. And I'm going to find who that station insider is. And I'm going to screw their lives. 19 past 8 at WAVA, now that I'm feeling better. And I wonder what this guy must think. Yesterday, first day on the air, we have a giant almost fist fight in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
And then today this. Dave, hard to believe, but normally this doesn't happen.
No, normally everything's hunky-dory, and it's going to be hunky-dory again. So don't worry, Dave. It'll be fine.
He's feeling good about that job security, huh, Dave?
Oh, yeah.
All right, 19 past 8.
He doesn't believe a word we're saying.
A whole bunch of jumpity coming right up, but here's Avery.
There could be more hot water for Mayor Barry. Good morning, Washington. It's 8:20. I'm Dave Schreiber. WAVA News brought to you by Britches Great Outdoors for Men. D.C. Mayor Barry has refused comment on a report that federal prosecutors will seek additional drug charges against him. The mayor, who is visiting a Southwest Washington apartment complex, says he's too busy running the city to comment on the matter. And there's word of yet another nasty weapon in the drug war, the house bomb. Columbia's top police investigator says cocaine lords have been trying to buy up houses around police buildings with the idea of filling them with dynamite and then blowing them up. Montgomery County City Council is considering several tax proposals, including ones that would increase surcharges on energy and phone lines by 165% and double the tax on non-reusable beverage containers. Maryland ranks 11th in the nation in federal spending. In fiscal 1908, the feds spent $23.7 billion in Maryland. A company in Nevada is gambling with the notion that casinos will be popular in the USSR. A firm called Uniquad says it has an agreement with the Kremlin to put up 4 small casinos in several existing resort hotels. Uniquad says it has an agreement to split profits from the casinos on an even basis with the Soviet government. Members of the international team of climbers have reached the top of Mount Everest. The climbers who had hoped to hit the top of the Earth on Earth Day come from the U.S., China, and the Soviet Union. They plan to clean up trash left on the summit by previous climbers. WAVA News Time, 8:21.
Now, there are twice as many reasons for buying more than one of your favorite articles of clothing at Britches Great Outdoors.
When one gets dirty, I have a backup.
My heinous little sister will steal mine for sure.
For the many men in my life, bless their little hearts.
Announcing our twofer. 2 popular items for 1 popular price. Now on select clothing at Britches Great Outdoors.
Research has shown that if I buy just one, my dog will eat it.
Well, it's Rob Rex, Rusty, Ralph. I just love Ralph.
Britches twofer is going on now, but get there on the double, because we expect twice as many people to find a reason to visit our store.
Would you believe I'm a triplet? Okay, a twin.
I have a split personality, dude.
The twofer at Britches Great Outdoors.
This week's twofers are Madras shirts, select shorts, cotton polo shirts, select trousers, and cotton sweaters. Also look for twofers at Britches Great Outdoors for women. To miss this, you'd be twice the fool.
On the inner loop in Virginia before Arlington Boulevard, an accident just about cleared out of the roadway now, but it's backed up to Braddock Road. Inbound on I-66, sunshine still a factor there. Slow for a mile before Route 29, getting into the Fairfax County Parkway, then more delays from Vienna Metro to the Beltway. Northbound Shirley Highway, slow going from before Lorton off and on to Springfield. More delays inside the Beltway, getting past Duke Street. The problem is an accident in the southbound lanes before Duke Street on 395. All the lanes are blocked. Starting to back up now towards Seminary Road. If you're traveling northbound, there'll be more delays in Shirlington and then slow again from the Pentagon to the 14th Street Bridge. A disabled vehicle reported on the outer loop near I-95, a disabled truck blocking a lane. Expect slowing coming around from Route 1 and watch for an accident reported Pennsylvania Avenue near Silver Hill Road. This traffic update brought to you by WRC-TV. How can you avoid playing the D.C. parking game? Tom Sherwood reports tonight at 6 and 11 on News 4, WRC-TV, Channel 4. I'm Jana from Another Planet, WAVA Traffic.
Here's your fun-loving Washington weather. Sunny and warmer today. High 85. Tonight...
them all!
Here's the lady that said that a few times.
I will take a couple of thumbs down for low budget Jeopardy. I feel better.
I do feel better.
432 WAVA.
Screw them all.
WAVA. Screw them all! You know, actually, I do. In a weird way, I do feel better. I do feel better.
That's the first time I said that. It's therapeutic.
Well, go ahead, say it again. Say it. Screw them all!
That's right.
Oh, that's right. Amazing how that feels.
We've just been possibly a little too nice. We're tired and we're not going to take it anymore.
Yeah, no kidding.
So anyway, thanks for sitting through that. And if you thought the new sound started 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
I think the new sound really started at about 13 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning.
It was just like the last straw. And so it's going to be different.
So anyway, we're back. It's 27 past 8 at WAVA. I sure am glad that I didn't wuss out and drive home. You know, that is a wuss thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wuss thing to do.
We stay here. We dealt with it.
That's it.
Life goes on. Let's move on.
Let's go.
So our ratings are bad?
Let's come back up again. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Bad things about us?
Screw them.
Putz. Some idiot from the station says something behind our back and doesn't have the B-A-L-L-S to put their name in them?
Yeah, heck with it.
Screw it.
Screw her. I already know who it is, incidentally. It's 28 past 8.
Not that we can come out with that firm accusation just yet, but for that person, in case she might be listening, just know that we know that it's you, and we're going to confirm it probably sometime today. I think there's a very good chance we will confirm that sometime today.
We are going to tie Jeffrey up, and we're going to get a lit cigarette and on his tongue until he tells us the name.
So make those final arrangements, okay, please?
So once again, thank you folks who listen, for putting up with our stupid whining.
Right. We whined for about 10 minutes.
About 10 minutes worth of whining.
That doesn't matter.
Anyway, sorry.
A little 10 minutes after 4 years.
Screw them all!
4 years, 10 minutes of whining. Why not? Let's move on.
Perhaps one of those DJ stunts and just play the same record over and over again.
Hey, put a bolt lock on the door.
Yeah. You know what? I just don't feel like that.
Yeah, I'm on a regular machine. It must have been about 17. Yeah.
If we're going to do this, we got to get a song we know the words to.
Yeah.
Oh, let's get to the chorus.
All right, yeah, we know them. All right.
Sing it. I love Roger Rowe. Put your dime in the jukebox, baby. I love Roger Rowe.
Now, we should really have a song that we know the words. All right. You're just cruising along with that, just kind of going.
Anyway, if you've listened through all the crap that's going on here the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, in the last hour, there was a little whining. We promised.
Make this
not
promise to you.
All right.
Promise, swear to God, we will not whine about this meaningless stuff again.
Absolutely not.
And that's a promise from us to you.
Is the song recued again by any chance? Just an outside shot. Just the first guitar leg.
Well, I'm letting it recue. Let's see where it is right now.
Let's listen to the words.
Rock. I got that part. Jukebox baby.
She just wears her leather and goes on, but it sounds so good. It doesn't matter. You don't need to hear the lyrics.
Let's do them all.
Well, I feel better.
Yeah.
I feel better.
Yes.
You know, the thing is, before, we just wouldn't care what anybody thought about us.
Mm-hmm.
And now I guess we do care what people think. And, you know, really, what do I care what these idiots think about me? Screw them all.
That's right. We got our friends. They're all out there. They're
smarter
listening
than
right
I'm
now.
Smarter than all of you. I know what to do. I know what's right.
You've been doing it. How long have you been doing it?
15 years, babe.
Right.
15 years, babe. Try promoting us a little bit. That would be my key to the station.
I
want to
help
the ratings out.
I think that would help. That's a start. That's
right.
For starters.
We'll give in on some points when y'all promote us a little bit.
Yeah. There you have it.
Screw them all.
That's it.
But no, the problem's not even the radio station. The problem's in my head. In your head.
Mm-hmm.
So screw them all.
Yeah, we feel better now.
What time do you go to bed at night?
Me, personally?
Yeah.
Anywhere between 8 o'clock and 11 o'clock.
Okay, well, see, I'm normally in bed by 9. That would be our To Tell the Truth survey today.
Mm-hmm, all right.
The majority of men in every age group go to bed between 10 and 11.
Okay.
The women in every age group stay up later than the men, with the majority of women staying up past 11 o'clock.
How dare they?
Is your paper money kept in your wallet randomly or in order of denomination?
Randomly in a sweaty ball. That's about it. I'm in a ball of paper, like a fisty little thing curled up in my hand. I do not have my money organized at all. You know that. You've seen me.
I do sometimes. Mm-hmm. If I've got a lot, like I have 50 or 60 bucks on me,
right.
I will go, tens on top.
Really?
Then the fives.
I didn't
then
know,
the ones.
I didn't know that's an anal retentive side of you that I've never seen.
Thank you. Do you have more friends than your spouse?
Definitely no.
My only friend is sitting right across from me right now.
Yeah, I have a number of friends, and Billy does not have a lot of friends. And we all have the same thing in common. Most of my friends, as you know,
drinking. In the South, 92% of the women have more friends.
I was
in the North,
say
though,
beer. I was simply going to say beer. Okay, let's just qualify that. All right,
55% of the men in the North say that they have more friends than their wives. And finally, if you were staying at a hotel with another couple,
yes,
and you heard them in the next room having sex,
mm-hmm.
Will you listen or try not to pay attention? Easy, I'd listen. I'd try to get a hole in the wall and
yeah,
see what's going on.
I'd put a glass up to the wall and listen with my ear and go, honey, come here, listen to this.
38% of the men say they would not try to listen by turning up the TV.
Right.
74% of the women say they would listen to the
Love making. Sort of a human thing to do, listen to the sounds of love.
And one more thing here before we get to low-budget Jeopardy at 8:33. Yesterday, I spent a couple of quick seconds talking about my mixed feelings about the success of Bob Saget.
Sure did.
Two TV shows, no talent. Mm-hmm. And on Oprah yesterday. Looking back, maybe I was a little too nice to him.
Well,
maybe I didn't let people know how much I really dislike this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, here now are the top 10 people I like better than Bob Saget. List them. Number 10, Jim Varney.
What a talent.
Number 9, Manuel Noriega.
Yeah.
Number 8, Renee Poussin.
Yeah, she's lovely.
Number 7, Dawn, my first wife.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, they love us.
Number 5, Linda, Al's secretary.
Ooh.
Number 4, Chris Corr. Number 3, Doogie Howser, M.D.
You still hate him.
Number 2, Lori Neff.
Mm-hmm.
And the number 1 person I like better than Bob Saget.
Number 1,
Marion Barry.
Yeah.
And I saw him on TV yesterday. It looks to me like he could use a trim.
He's a little haircut.
Maybe a shave. Maybe the whole head shave.
Put it in the jar, Mr. Mayor.
Just think, if his hair was a little longer, it's like what they really could have found out.
Yeah.
Imagine if his hair was like Frank Zappa's.
We've checked the hair, and it goes back to 12 years ago.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, but he deserves to be our mayor. You bet. It's 8:34 at WAVA. Screw them all!
Nice little trip he took, too, around the city, stopping at different locations for 5 minutes each time.
Well, he's been in all the wards of the city, you know.
Yeah, that's wonderful. But he's not campaigning.
No.
And the reason he had his campaign manager with him yesterday, that was just a coincidence, isn't that right, Mr. Mayor?
I think he needs a haircut. 8:35 at WAVA. Them all.
I feel fine now. Let's play Low Budget Jeopardy. Here's Jody Gilbert.
This is Screw Them All Low Budget Jeopardy. Except our contestants. Now entering the studio is an English student at the University of Maryland from Cheverly. Let's say hi to Karen Dudley.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Lord Quizmaster. Hi, Johnny.
And now entering the studio is our returning champion. His one day winning total, $59. A program assistant in Crystal City from Burke. Let's say hi to R.L. Mirabel.
Hello, LQ. Hello, Johnny.
Hello, RL. Being our low-budget Jeopardy champion, how has it changed your life, my friend?
Well, first of all, I can say screw them all.
Yeah, thanks. And once again, really, folks, I promise we're not going to burden you with that dumb whining anymore.
No more.
If we burden you with anything now, it will be raw, unabashed anger. We have hooked up electrodes to ourselves, and if we whine anymore, we will be subject to severe electrical shock.
Oh, but that doesn't mean that I'm still not going to spin my head around and spit blood out.
No, but you're not going to whine.
No, I'm not. I'm just going to be mad.
Right.
So, RL, yeah. Being our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, how's it changed your life?
Well, my girlfriend, who is graduating this weekend, is quite proud of me, and I think that's inspiration enough.
Nice plug, RL. Now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Let's put our hands together for LQ. For Lord Quizmaster, Alex Trebek, Geronimo.
Oh, well, thanks, Johnny. Good morning, Karen. Good morning, RL.
Good morning.
Don't forget, please do answer in the form of a question. Call me Alex. Call him Johnny. Unless we're playing the game, then you call me LQ for Lord Quizmaster of the Jungle.
Mm-hmm.
I live with my mom wearing clip-on Tommy suits by Mr. Guy. And here are the categories.
All right.
And they are Guess That Bra Size.
That's a good one.
Odd Couples.
Mm-hmm.
Name the Host.
Yes.
What's the County?
All right.
And these people have horse-like faces.
Second day in a row, a varying theme for that one, huh?
Hold on one second. I forgot all about that car wash thing with
just crying.
Well, you know, it still stands. Basically, people can come by the WAVA parking lot and get their car washed for free.
Hello?
Hello?
Coming outside.
Oh, hi. It's Station Outsider here.
Hey, how you doing, Frank?
Great. Hey, it's a beautiful day. I got to get my sunglasses. We're doing banner business here at the Dynamite
really?
Free Car Wash Thursday.
You mean people are still coming by even though all we did was just talk about how lousy our lives are?
Hey, it's a free car wash.
Yeah. I guess people will take anything for free.
Even our tragic lives won't prevent people from getting a nice, shiny car, Don.
Plus, we're winning over some new listeners. In fact, we had one gentleman, I'd guess his age, late 70s, maybe?
Well, that's what we need.
And
we're going for that 70-plus demo.
He had his money out, was ready to pay for this car wash, and I said, no, sir, this car wash is on us just because we want you to listen to WAVA.
And he gave us a button, and it's set there for life, right, Frank?
Yeah, that's right. Now, there's a young family. It looks like a mom and a kid in here. Hello, Mom. Ah, hey, not in my face. I just got sprayed in the face with the water. Mom, what's your name?
Kelly Persinger.
What's that, your son?
Yeah, his name's Dallas.
And why are you here this morning?
I'm here because I heard it on the radio.
See, a free car wash from Don and Mike.
I heard it on the radio.
Radio. What would life be without it?
Screw them all.
So we've got young boys in shorts who have been fighting with each other, spraying water on each other, and plenty of satisfied customers for their free car washes this morning only till 10 o'clock right here at the corner of Green Highway and George Mason Drive, Arlington, Virginia.
Almost think, Frank, that the weather's been so nice. Maybe we should have them come back tomorrow when we can give it the proper push. And, really, I'm still mad. I don't feel like going out and playing in the water now, but tomorrow I'm sure I will.
Ask them if they can come back tomorrow, Frank.
Let's ask the boss, Matt Vollmers, Cleaners Express, Herndon, Virginia. That phone number, 435-0229. You want to come back tomorrow for more free publicity?
Sure.
Yes! Yeah. Okay. And how about the sweaty young boys? You want to come back tomorrow?
The sweaty young boys.
Yeah.
For those of you that hated New Kids on the Block, we have the sweaty young boys now.
All right. Well, screw them all.
Not those guys, of course.
No, and not anybody that came by to get a car wash.
Screw them all, the people that we hate. People have been giving us a hard time. Anytime you hear us, folks, if you hear us say screw them all, that is always directed to the people we're having a problem with.
Simpletons. All the simpletons.
Yeah. Screw them all.
Screw them all.
Screw them all.
Say it, Frank.
Oh, screw them all.
Yeah.
How about this guy? You want to say it? Sir, another satisfied customer. You want to thank Don and Mike and say screw them all.
Sure.
Screw them all.
Yeah.
Another satisfied customer.
All right. And you know, that is the slogan for the new sound of Don and Mike.
Screw them all.
And here's a longtime listener, the Bone Doc. You remember, he's been here every year we've done this. How many times have you been through the car wash? We've done it every time we've done it?
Four times, all the time.
How about that? A four-time return customer.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Screw them all.
Screw them all.
Yeah.
Screw them all. We'll stomp them like grapes.
When we get our ratings back, we're taking over this town, baby.
Screw them all. And we're talking about the simpletons. Not to be confused with the Simpsons. Screw them all.
Bye, Frank.
Bye.
Bye. Hi, Karen. Hi, RL.
Hi.
All right. Did you list all the categories?
Oh, about 20 minutes ago, I guess.
Guess the broad size. Guess the bra size.
There you go.
Odd couples.
Uh-huh.
Name that host.
Mm-hmm.
What's the county?
Jeez.
These people have horse-like faces.
Ooh.
And Karen, you're the challenger. We'll start with you.
Okay, I'd like to try Guess the County, please.
Guess the County for how much?
For one. Okay, Silver Spring.
What is Montgomery County?
That's right.
$1, you're on the board, Karen Dudley. Go ahead, select again.
Okay, guess the county for two.
Fairfax.
What is Loudoun County?
RL, your chance to steal.
What is Fairfax County?
That's right.
Kind of a trick question.
$2 for you, and you're in control of the board, RL.
Thank you. Name the host for a dollar, please.
Oh, you're one of them, huh? You want to jump all over the board?
I did that yesterday, too.
All right, America's Most Wanted.
Who is John Walsh?
That's right.
$1, you're on a roll, RL Mirabeau.
Thank you very much. Can I have who's the host, too?
America's Funniest Home Videos.
It was Bob Saget, the scum.
Yeah.
$2
for you, R.L. Mirabel.
All right, let's take the host for three.
Okay. It's Academic.
Who is...
Karen, your chance to steal.
Who is Mac McGarry?
That's right.
Mac McGarry.
That's right. All right. And Karen, you are in control. Go ahead.
I'll go back to Guess the County for three, please.
Okay. Clinton.
What is PG County?
That's why.
$3, and you've moved into the lead, Karen.
Except remember, people who live there are offended when you call it that, so please call it
Prince George's County.
Yeah, don't say PG.
All right, how about people with horse-like faces for one?
Okay, rock star who sings Free Falling.
Oh, man.
RL, your chance to steal.
Who is Tom Petty?
That's right, Tom Petty.
You're in control of the board,
hey, you know what? You know what we could use? What we could use around here? We could use some Don and Mike T-shirts that say, screw them all.
Yep. Screw them all.
Yep. Screw them all.
We could use them.
Absolutely.
We can use them.
Yep.
Let's get Ollie from the T-shirt shop.
Ollie, and he's the only real fan of the Morning Zoo that makes T-shirts and speaks Farsi.
That's what we need. And you two get the first two.
I will thank you.
And go again, my friend.
Thank you very much. Horse faces for two.
Denver quarterback.
Who is John Elway?
That's right.
$2, you're on a roll, RL.
Thank you. Let's clear up horse faces for three.
She's married to the man with the second most important job in America.
Who is Marilyn Quayle?
That's right.
$3 for RL Mirabel.
I wouldn't call it the second most important job, but... Okay.
Right. I would call Mike's job the second most important
there you
job.
Go.
And I'd agree with you, man. Thank you very, very much.
Odd couple for one, please. Thank you.
She's married to Eddie Van Halen.
Who is Valerie Bertinelli?
That's right.
What was the dollar value on that?
Uno.
$1 for you. You're on a roll, RL.
Thank you very much. Odd couple for two, please.
Jack Nicholson was spotted in an L.A. eatery kissing her.
And hold on just a second. Ollie is outside at the car wash as we speak. The T-shirt man outside in the WAVA parking lot.
Well, good. We'll finish the game and we'll work on getting those little T-shirts to give away.
Screw them all. That's our new slogan.
All right.
Tina Yothers?
No. On Tina Yothers? No.
Karen, your chance to steal.
Drew Barrymore?
Yeah, that's right. Drew Barrymore.
And what was the dollar? I forgot again.
$2
for you, Karen.
All righty. Can I have a couple for three?
This one I love. The New York Daily News reports that David Bowie was caught in bed with this star.
Who is Mick Jagger?
That's right.
$3 for you. Way to go, Karen.
Do you realize we did not even mention that yesterday? Let's all stop for 1 second and think about David Bowie and Mick Jagger making out in bed together.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Beds on the east side.
Bedbugs uptown. Look at me. I'm in tennis.
This is ground control to Major Tom.
Kiss me, Mick.
Young Americans.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Didn't they do a song together?
Yeah.
Dancing in the streets.
That's right. Remember that?
Oh, they were dancing in the sheets, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Think about that. You know who caught him? I guess it was maybe one of their ex-wives, either Mick's ex-wife.
It was Jerry.
No, it wasn't Jerry.
Jerry Hall.
Oh, Mick. That is, I mean, that's worse than coming in and, hi, Jan.
Yeah, Janet?
It was David's ex-wife, Angela. She had, when they got divorced, she was supposed to keep her mouth shut for a number of years, and then the years got up and she flapped her gums.
Angela Bowie.
Imagine that. That'd be worse than catching your husband in bed with another woman, with David Bowie or Mick Jagger.
You know, I'm wondering, his ex-wife, what would the reaction be catching those two in bed together? Would it be anger or fear?
Vomit. Who's in charge here, RL?
No.
No, Karen, you're in control of the board, and we have a tie game.
Okay, I guess I'll try Guess That Bra Size for One, please.
And that's all we have left. Guess the Bra Size for One, Marla Maples.
I don't know. What's 38D?
RL, your chance to steal.
What's 38C?
Oh, darn it. What is 36D?
Oh, and Karen, you're in control of the board.
All right, I'll try it for two.
Rue McClanahan.
I don't know. 36C.
Oh,
come on now. RL, your chance to steal.
What is 34AA?
What is 34B?
And Karen, you're in control of the board.
I'll try it for three.
All right, last question on the board. Tammy Faye Baker.
I don't know,
40F. RL, your chance to steal.
Let's try 36A.
What is 36C?
Oh, not a correct answer in the whole category.
Oh, darn, I guess you don't know your bras as well as you thought you did. What is the score, Jubby?
Both contestants finished with a whopping $12, both Karen and RL, LQ.
All right, it's a tie game. That means we're going to play Final Low Budget Jeopardy, and anything can happen in the final round. Do you both want to bet it all?
Yes, please.
I guess I have to. Be a man, bet it all.
All right, and the category is Hello, Dolly.
Hello.
And hello. Here's the answer. Simply name your three favorite Dolly Parton movies.
Good luck.
All contestants on the Budget Jeopardy will receive the Old People's Guide to Driving. Yes, now anybody can drive like a bad older driver with just a few pointers. Find out where to get the best baseball caps and double-knit trousers. Learn how to drive really slow in the passing lane and master the art of turning sharply without using any signal. And do it all with the Old People's Guide to Driving. You can be king of your own road. Our runners-up on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive a gift certificate from Paula's House of Peas. Paula's features a variety of delicious fresh peas and a multitude of pea recipes. So pop down to Paula's for the best plate of perfect peas that have ever pleased your palate, pal. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Sebastianimo.
Okay, let's see. Let's go to Karen first. She is the challenger. They're tied. Karen, just name your three favorite Dolly Parton movies.
I only got two. What is Rhinestone and Steel Magnolias?
Yep, that's two, but we wanted three.
Oh, that knocks you down to zero, Karen Dudley.
RL, you can win the game with the right answer.
All right, what are 9 to 5 Steel Magnolias and Rhinestone?
That's right.
And that means that RL Mirabelle, you are still our Low Budget Jeopardy champion.
Thank you so much.
You must be thrilled.
I am.
How much dough is RL won now?
He doubles his score to $24. We throw in a $25 bonus for a total of $49. Add to his previous day's winnings. He's got a grand total of $108 for RL Mirabelle.
Thank you so much.
You must be thrilled.
I am very thrilled.
On Karen, quite a game. Adieu. Parting is such sweet sorrow. Now, please listen to what Johnny has for you.
First of all, Karen, it's a pair of tickets to the WAVA premiere of Back to the Future Part 3 on May 21st. They've saved the best trip for last, but this
this time they may have gone too far. Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd opening nationwide May 25th. But wait, there's more. You want a 4.5-ounce container of Accent Flavor Enhancer. Wakes up food flavor. But wait,
there's more.
You want a free canister of Progresso breadcrumbs. But wait,
still more.
You want a T-shirt from the new Fox hit comedy In Living Color. Congratulations, Karen Dudley, and thanks for playing Low Budget Jeopardy.
Thank you very much, Elsie. Thank you, Karen.
All right, kids. Thanks. R.L., we'll talk to you tomorrow. What's your favorite darn radio station?
Hey, W-A-V-A.
W-A-V-A.
How do you spell that?
I spell it W-A-V-A.
Little T-H-A-T. Don't forget that Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of Coron Incorporated and is distributed by King World.
Bye, Karen.
Bye.
Oh, that's very friendly of you, R.L. Hold on. Hold on half a second. It's 8:48. Good guy time. What? A call for me? Hello?
Hi. Oh, I was watching Joan Rivers day before yesterday, and his reaction, or the reaction of the ex-wife to find them in bed together was she went down and made breakfast.
Well, yeah, that would give me an appetite, too.
Yeah, those hip rock and roll women, you know.
What did she say? Is that where this whole thing came out on Joan Rivers' show?
Yeah, well, Howard Stern was asking her about it.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up. And I've had it with that idiot, too.
Fame. Da, 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 da. Fame. Oh, yeah.
It's 8:48 at WAVA. Screw them all. How about a phone scan?
Yeah, let's dive in with both feet. It's been too long. We haven't done a phone scan in a while.
No, we should have done it before, but we were too busy.
We were whining.
Crying.
We were whining because we thought we were really upset, but it doesn't matter because life goes on.
Right, yeah.
We're going to kick butt. We're going to be back, and we're going to remember those little whiners that didn't take care of us. You know what I mean?
Those people that said, hey, it ain't really happening, guys, is it, huh? Those that showed the faith, those that are keeping the faith right now. Most of you all, don't worry.
That's right. Now I must call my son and tell him that his dad is a man again.
Hello?
Hi.
Hang on.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I just called to tell Bart that his dad was a man again.
Oh, good. Hey, Bart, good news. Your dad's a man again.
That sounds like something out of The Simpsons. Good news, son. Your dad's a man again.
I'm glad you're a man again, Dad.
Okay. Well, I love you. I love you.
We were worried about you.
You were worried about me?
Yes.
Oh, well, don't worry about Daddy.
Okay.
Daddy just forgot that the best way to get my own way is just to be really, really mean.
So I'm going to do it.
Not to you.
And Mommy's going to get lucky today?
Does it mean Mommy's going to get lucky today?
I think you should.
Well, tonight.
Tonight? Well, she plays her cards, right? Sure.
Sure.
What?
Yeah, sure. Even make love to Mommy tonight.
I can see you.
Yeah. Okay.
I really didn't.
Okay, well, I believe you. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, well, then I got to go.
I'm going to play cards.
Huh? That was great.
What?
You're going to play cards is all the news I got.
No,
misunderstood.
No. We're going to make love.
Oh, great. Okay. I thought you were going to play cards. I'm much gladder to hear that.
All right. Well, anyway, can you tell that, you know, I've kind of snapped out of this thing?
I was doing other stuff right this second.
You mean you weren't listening?
No.
When I decided that I'm not going to take it anymore?
No. Haven't
you heard our new slogan?
No, I love
it. Screw them all!
Last I heard, you were turning into Brian Wilson. I'm going to start playing In My Room.
No, we're having, we're having T-shirts made up, dynamite T-shirts that say Screw Them All.
Well, good. I'll be first in line.
Okay. Well, screw them all, and I'm going to start with you today.
Okay. Bye.
Get it? Phone scan coming up next. This morning after 10, the phone jammers will be here. All these smelly phone jammers, hundreds of them in one small cubicle.
Mm-hmm.
And incidentally, the memo that I read earlier was incorrect.
Right.
The phones will be open from 10 a.m. all the way up until, who knows, 2, 3, 4 a.m.
Yeah, and they all have rotten sneakers. And when they clear out of there, when they're done taking all those phone calls,
all you got to do is start calling after 10. You can call anytime, all day, all night. Register your name. You can register your name as many times as you like.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday, between 5 and 6, Big Don pulls one name out. And that person, if they call back, wins WAVA Mazda Miata number 5.
If he's not commuting somewhere between here and Baltimore, he'll be here to draw the big winner. Hopefully, he's not at his other radio station. A third, I understand, on the line for him right now. He's going to get a job in Richmond, too. He's just going to do the whole corridor.
I'm thinking about pulling down a weekend shift at TOP. I got to be honest with you. It's 8:52 and phone scan coming right up.
Guess who's back in Beverly Hills?
I'm going D-D-D-R.
Time to come.
Eddie Murphy is Axel Foley.
Hey, how you doing?
New ball game out here, Axel. This time, when Eddie goes undercover, you'll never recognize him.
You have reached the home of George Kingfish Fever. My name is Johnny Wishbone, and I'm a psychic from the Isle of St. Croix.
I'm Axel Foley, Beverly Hills Billy Inspector.
Eddie Murphy, the network television premiere. Beverly Hills Cop 2. It's arresting entertainment. Tonight at 9 on the one and only Channel 9.
I brought you out a plate of cheese balls.
Class reunion looks like fun.
You wouldn't be sitting here in the car.
If I would have watched Eyewitness News with Gordon and Maureen last night at 11 on Channel 9, I know. Can I come in for 5 minutes?
No.
2 minutes?
No.
A minute?
No. You want to come off as an uninformed clod with no idea what's going on in Washington?
The country?
The world?
I look like a dope.
Besides, I told everyone you're dead.
Dead?
I should admit I married someone who doesn't watch Eyewitness News at 11.
I'll stay in the car. Can I play with the blinkers?
No.
Eyewitness News at 11 on Channel 9 makes the whole world interesting, especially you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the chairman of Purdue Farms, Mr. Frank Purdue.
I spend more money raising my Purdue chickens than other people spend raising theirs. My chickens eat a more expensive diet than other chickens. They get only the finest foods, like high-protein fish, soybean meal from our own mills, top-grade yellow corn, and delicacies such as alfalfa juice and marigold petals. They give my chickens their golden yellow color. Purdue chickens grow up in houses that are more like condos than coops. In fact, Purdue chicken houses cost more than the houses most people live in. Some of my competitors think I'm crazy to go to this much trouble. But I don't want to put my name and my money-back guarantee on a chicken unless it's the best chicken you can eat. What other people put their name on is up to them.
When it comes to chicken, Frank Purdue is even tougher than you are. He has to be, because his name and his money-back guarantee go on every chicken he sells. It takes a tough man to make a tender chicken, Purdue. All Safeway stores have fresh young Purdue chickens on sale. Why not stop in and buy some?
On Saturday, May 12th at 7:30 p.m., the 1990 U.S. World Cup soccer team will play at RFK Stadium. Don't miss the action when Hart, Ramos, Murray, Neola, and the rest of the U.S. World Cup soccer team perform aerials, fast breaks, thundering tackles, jump shots, air attacks, goals, and more goals. Witness the sport of your generation. Finesse and high-paced acrobatic action that combines skills from all American sports. It's U.S. soccer, World Cup style. So come on out and rock and roll with the world's best soccer players. On Saturday, May 12th at 7:30 p.m., RFK Stadium hosts World Cup soccer action as the United States takes on Ajax, a top-ranked European club team from Amsterdam, Holland. Come see the United States show Ajax U.S.-style soccer. For advanced tickets, call 202-432-0200. Remember, May 12th, RFK Stadium, 7:30 p.m. Don't miss it. Call now for tickets, 202-432-0200.
Now we go upstairs for the AmeriBank News Wrap-Up.
We're keeping an eye on the traffic around AmeriBank. It's been building ever since AmeriBank introduced buyer protection on checking. Simply make a purchase and pay for it with an AmeriBank check. Most purchases are protected from theft, loss, and breakage for 90 days from the date of purchase. And if your purchase is covered with a manufacturer's U.S. warranty, buyer protection will double.
AmeriBank, FDIC insured.
Ooh.
Hello.
Hi, 856.
Hello. We're going to go to news, and we're going to take a little break. Well, I guess today will be a very momentous day after all.
Yes, very momentous.
We're going to go talk to Al now. Al has requested that we take a few moments and go to his office and talk to him.
So we're going to have a, understand he's got tea and crumpets in there, yeah. And we're going to have a nice little coffee clutch.
We're going to have a little talk with Al and work out a couple of these things. So hopefully we'll be back sometime. And thanks for listening to 105 WAVA.
We sure appreciate it.
So we'll be back sometime. It's 8:56, and here is Avery.
Barry says, no comment. Good morning, Washington. It's 8:56. I'm Dave Schreiber, WAVA News, brought to you by J.B. Robinson Jewelers. D.C. Mayor Barry has refused comment on a report that federal prosecutors will seek additional drug charges against him. The mayor, who was visiting a Southeast Washington apartment complex last night, says he's too busy running the city to comment on the matter. Barry's lawyer also had nothing to say on the issue except that he was disappointed that he was informed by the media of the latest twist.
The Montgomery County Council considering several tax proposals, including ones that would increase surcharges on energy and phone lines by 165%. Tack on more bucks to your property tax bill if you live in Alexandria. The city council has okayed a new budget that will mean an increase of about 6% in the average homeowner's bill. The National Center for Health Stats says for the first time in almost 20 years, women in the U.S. are having two kids again. Women in the U.S. haven't been having two children since 1972. L.A. to Tokyo in 5 hours. Word that France and Britain are looking at an updated Super Concorde, a faster, longer-flying version of the SST. We hear that Madonna may connect with Reebok. Madonna may have bagged an endorsement deal for the start of her Blind Ambition concert tour. Madonna's been talking with Reebok International Limited to do TV ads for its sneakers. WAVA News Time, 8:58.
You don't need a reason, don't have to think twice. Just go ahead and do it, do something nice.
You're getting ready to make the commitment of a lifetime. Before you do, make an investment that's equally important. A beautiful diamond engagement ring from J.B. Robinson Jewelers. After all, is 2 months' salary too much to spend for something that lasts forever? You can count on J.B. Robinson, the trusted diamond expert since 1929, to help you understand the four C's of a diamond: cut, color, clarity, and carat weight. We back all our diamonds with 10 assurances of quality, every one guaranteed for life, and guaranteed to increase in trade-in value at least 50% in 10 years. Visit J.B. Robinson for details. We'll make your investment as rewarding as the commitment itself.
J.B. Robinson.
Now and get 25 to 50% off savings certificates only at J.D. Robinson Jewelers.
Northbound on the Shirley Highway, still a slow trip through Springfield as you make your way to the Beltway. Inside the Beltway, more delays in Shirlington. And then again, getting across the 14th Street Bridge, southbound on the Shirley Highway before Duke Street, an earlier accident that had all lanes blocked, cleared. And you should find most of the backup gone now as well. Over at the American Legion Bridge, inner loop slow from the GW Parkway. Not too bad as you make your way into Montgomery County. Outer loop, slow going from the 270 Spur. Also watch for midday construction going up in about a half an hour or so. Southbound on the BW Parkway. An accident south of Route 202. You should find it out of the roadway now, but expect delays as you come south from Riverdale Road. Now lose all the weight you can for just $199. Call 1-800-321-THIN, T-H-I-N, today. Nutrisystem succeeds where diets fail you. I'm Janet from another planet, WAVA Traffic.
Here's your fun-loving Washington weather. Sunny and warmer today, high 85. Tonight, fair, low 58. Partly sunny, continued warm tomorrow, high 85. At BWI, it's 57. At Dulles, it's 60. In Adams Morgan, 67. 67 fun-loving degrees. At 9 o'clock, that's the news brought to you by J.B. Jewelers. I'm Dave Schreiber on W.
This woman has to be gotten to a hospital.
A hospital? What is it?
It's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now.
AVA.
Ladies and gentlemen.
WAVA. 9 o'clock here at WAVA. I'm Carl Frank. Back in just a few minutes here. Hang on. WAVA.
No coat, so I know.
S-C-H-E-N-E-R-M-A-N. Enterman.
Write it down. Don't forget it. That's S-C-H-E-N-E-R-M-A-N. And you are the last Fuller Brush Man?
Well, that's one of the last. There were a few of us left.
And where do you live now, my friend? You live in Maryland, right?
Yeah, I live in Pikesville, Maryland.
And do you go door-to-door trying to sell brushes?
That's correct.
Has the Fuller Brush Company basically modernized their assortment of items over the years?
Well, the products keep, trying to keep up to date with them, but they're a rather conservative company.
How do you update a brush?
What's that?
How do you update a brush? Same.
They try and modernize them a little bit using different materials, but basically the same brushes they made years ago, they're making now.
Do you find that being as there's not too many door-to-door salesmen anymore, that people are not not really open to the idea of somebody coming to try to sell them something right at their door?
Well, a majority of people are pretty, great. I guess you do find a small percentage that are not receptive, but most people still, the name Fuller Brush carries a lot of weight.
Oh, now listen to this. I'm reading this article that I guess was in a newspaper about you.
Yes.
This morning, as he looks for a place to park and start his rounds in Stevenson, an upper-middle-class development of about 1,000 lawns northwest of Baltimore, he drives his white Chevy Nova with one hand, the left, held up to keep the blood from flowing towards it, wears oozing gauze around the ring finger, nearly lopped off 2 weeks ago in a camping accident.
Oh, my God.
For the pain, though, Dave takes nothing. He needs a clear head to drive and to sell. Do you find going to the door with an oozing sore hurts your sales pitch?
Well, actually, I don't think so. The thing is, I've been in that area basically a long time, and most of the people do know me, so I don't think it helps or hinders.
It sounds to me like you're a dedicated employee, David.
Well, I like to think I am.
And you have any idea how many miles you walk? Do you get to a neighborhood and just park your car and start walking around?
Basically, that's it, yeah.
Even with that oozing wound that you had?
Well, yeah, that's pretty bad, you know. But
has it healed yet, David?
No, unfortunately.
Oh, my goodness. Doesn't that kind of, you go like, hi, I'm Dave, here's a Fuller Brush, and then you reach out to show them the Fuller Brush.
Well, you try and use the other hand while it's healing.
David, you think maybe a day off and just keep off the streets for one day and maybe go get a little medical attention?
Well, that's what I'm about to do right now. I'm looking for the hospital to check in.
Oh, that would be our advice. And how many brushes do you sell in a year?
I really have no concept at all. Quite a few.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
Take care of that hand, sir.
Okay.
Okay, that would be our advice to you. Sell more brushes without an oozing sore.
Okay, thanks an awful lot.
All right, thanks for your time.
And have a good day.
Bye-bye. Fuller Brush. Excuse me, ma'am. I'm holding my hand to keep the blood from flowing out of it. Say, is that an oozing sore covered by gauze? Here, would you like to buy a hairbrush?
Oh, man.
It's 14 minutes until 8 at WAVA. And, hold on. We got to go to Dave Schreiber with the news, and then we'll go outside for the car wash. Now, here is Avery.
Sliming on the streets of San Francisco. Good morning, Washington. It's 7:47. I'm Dave Schreiber, WAVA News, brought to you by Guterman and Sheffy, Diamond Merchants and Fine Jewelers, McLean and Rockville. There's a new menace for motorists on the streets of San Francisco. Cops report gangs of thugs have been sliming an intersection with oil and then mugging drivers who spin out. The city street sanders have been kept busy at one location where cops say the greasers apparently prey on people driving in to buy drugs. Tack on some more bucks to your property tax bill if you live in Alexandria. The city council has okayed a new budget that will mean an increase of about 6% in the average homeowner's bill. If you live in Montgomery County, you might be saying, ouch. Montgomery County Council considering several tax proposals, including ones that would increase surcharges on energy and telephone lines by 165% and double the tax on non-reusable beverage containers. Howard University says the university will trim its staff in a bid to curb expenses and streamline academic programs. Smithsonian Board of Regents will ask Congress for money, $9 million, to build an Air and Space Museum annex at...